This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, to the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country, as well as around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, where last week we had that video up there, and the very first night we had it up there with Minneapolis, we had 29,000 people watching that at the peak of the riots going on in Minneapolis. Anyway, over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And oh, by the way, speaking of God, God, guns, and glory, right? God, guns, and glory. We had a tremendous gun show down there in Port Charlotte. They had a record crowd come in there, even though all the vendors had to wear masks and all the people coming in had to wear masks. That was the rules of the deal, so that they could have as many people in there as they could possibly put in there. And everybody did it, and everybody was happy, and there was a lot of sales, and there you go. So it worked, Kyle.
It sure did. Absolutely.
Yep. And this week we'll be up in Largo. And good morning to Sue, my favorite dispatcher. 2751 is 10-8 and 10-10. See if she remembers what that is. All right. All righty. Let's talk about Antifa, because the president has gone out after all these months of discussing Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But he's gone out and declared Antifa a domestic terrorist group. Now, there's a couple of points here that should be made, because people on Twitter have got this all wrong. The quote, experts on Twitter that were tweeting stuff back and forth don't get what's going on. First of all, let's talk about the president going to the bunker. Now, he was taken to the bunker briefly on Friday night. The bunker is called the PEOC. It's the President's Emergency Operations Center. It's run by the military in the White House basement. It's an operations center, and Trump goes there regularly for high-classified briefings in addition to the Situation Room. Why? Because nobody can listen in on a conversation when it's underground like that. Follow me?
Exactly right, yes.
Now, the PEOC is the operational sister to the SIT room, which is upstairs where someone might be able to actually intercept a conversation with a listening device or whatnot. But when they're down in that basement, it's totally secure, which is why he went down there. He didn't go down there for any other reason, and he wasn't down there for longer than just a few minutes while they discussed the situation and what was being planned to counter the demonstrations up on top, on at the ground level. So that's all that was about, and the other people are making It's like, oh, he was rushed off to the emergency, to the bunker, and all, but it wasn't true.
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, as we were watching the protesters essentially trying to get through the barricades that were set up by the Secret Service, there are levels of protection at the White House, of course, and one would think that if people were actually going to be able to try to breach the actual fence to the White House, those layers of protection would kick in. The president, as you said, went to the PIOC, or as you mentioned, as a matter of course of dealing with this issue.
Right.
And we don't really discuss a lot of what's capable at the White House, but let's just say they'll get the job done.
But here's what we need to discuss. Regarding the authorization to now hunt down Antifa leadership, with the signing of the designation making Antifa a terrorist organization, this provides authorization to activate the 56 regional JTFs, which are joint task forces, to hunt down the Antifa leaders. Now, this occurred this morning by Attorney General Barr in the Department of Justice. This was part of the order designating Antifa a terrorist organization. And as soon as that happened, the operational plan, which is already in place, was implemented. It's one of the reasons Trump did not designate the group sooner.
Well, exactly. And as you're saying, Captain, in order to really be able to go after this kind of an organization, a lot of people hear the name, but they don't understand the massive amount of monetary support.
Well, we're going to get into that, but not just yet. You're rushing the thing there. But let me just finish this one.
Sure.
This is the whole process that's going to take place. If Trump had done it a year or 6 months ago, it would have been there wouldn't have been enough justification for it, and there'd be no targets to target because they wouldn't have come forward. Now we got these people and these leaders actually out on the street directing what's going on. Now, they're designated active targets, the Antifa leadership, the logistics, the designated fund, the cities, the whole nine yards, which is called target development because they already caught part of it up in the Minneapolis area today, and I'll get into that in a minute. It requires justification to go after them, meaning you have to have the current intelligence that justifies and validates the need to go after them. Now, what they discovered in Minnesota and what the Attorney General Keith Ellison actually said was they found cars that had been stolen and brought to Minneapolis loaded with flammable material and other things to set off in Minneapolis.
Exactly. And how else would you describe, you know, that kind of preparation? Well, certainly it's for terroristic acts. There's just no doubt about it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to wrap up what Antifa's doing and why we're doing things the way we are right now, because it's fascinating. You need to know it. And then I'm going to tell you about a group called the Open Society and how they fit into it and who the Open Society is. And, oh, yeah, it's not just one person that you're thinking about. There's some other real winners in there. I'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, and we'll be right back to Kyle Warren in just a second. I want to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by my friends who happen to be over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor. I take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 4 years. It works quite nicely for me. Thank you very much. And remember, you can find out about it, too, by starting the three-week quick start, $19.95, off the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, $19.95, the three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, are you there?
I am here.
All right. We got a caller. We're going to take him in a minute, but I just want to finish one little thing up here. The current action on the part of Antifa now justifies that there is a method and a process of how and when to take action. Now, we have to exercise personal freedoms and rights of the people without violating them, so they've had to be careful how they did this. But guess what? Now the intentions play a big part of it. So now they're being pursued by the Joint Task Force teams, all 56 of them across the country, and they are going after the leaders, Lock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk, and they know some of who they're going after. And again, the logistics that they've stored that was found out about in Minneapolis, St. Paul, is just the tip of the iceberg. Now let's go to the telephone line. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I've got two tips. You want to take out Antifa's leadership, right?
Well, they're working on it, yep.
Okay, well, your radio station goes all over the place. I'm going to put this out on the airwaves. Tip number one, the governor of Minnesota's daughter. You can find her at the governor's mansion. Tip number two, the daughter of the mayor of New York. You can find her at Gracie Mansion, okay? There's two Anapa right there. You can go get them.
Okay, I got a third one, but I'll tell you when I hang up because I got to go back to Kyle. All right, tip number three is, guess who else is a supporter of Antifa, Kyle?
Who's that?
Keith Ellison's son, the Attorney General of Minnesota, came out in support of Antifa.
Wow. Now he's involved with prosecuting the...
He is the lead prosecutor designated such by the governor of the state of Minnesota. Keith Ellison's son, and it's right here on Fox News for all to see, Keith Ellison's son came out in support of Antifa.
Wow. Well, you know, this is really illuminating these last few days with these riots, the protests. You know, we all understand First Amendment rights, but I think there's a clear distinction between people exercising their First Amendment rights and, of course, what we're seeing in terms of the destruction and the looting and the violence.
Well, here we go. I mentioned the Open Society Foundation, correct?
Right.
The Open Society Foundation works to build vibrant and inclusive democracies whose governments are accountable to their citizens. Now, they offer an unprecedented challenge to confront the enormous problems raised by the COVID-19 pandemic. They're convening more than $130 million in support of those most vulnerable. They're working with our grantees in a time of the Congress or of this crisis. And the monies that are out there are unbelievable. $15.2 billion over the past three decades has come from the giving of some of the most supportive people in the country. And who do you think the number one donor is?
Oh, I think it would be George Soros, correct?
That's correct. That's his pet organization. Yeah, George Soros is number one. Who's number two?
I don't know. You tell me.
Tom Steyer.
Oh, Tom Steyer.
Remember him?
Oh, yes, of course.
He ran for president on the Democratic side, didn't he?
Yep.
We all knew that he was a radical, didn't we?
Well, sure.
And people were afraid to say it, weren't they?
Exactly.
Well, George Soros is the founder and chairman of the Open Society Foundation. He's given away more than $32 billion of his personal fortune to fund the Open Society Foundation's work around the world, second only to Tom Steyer, who has contributed $10 billion to the Open Society Foundation. Now, it gets better than that. We have a number of unnamed Hollywood elitists that are in there. Now, what's a Hollywood elitist?
Well, could be an A-list actor, a producer.
Well, normally would be a movie star, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my first guess, movie stars. There are a number of Hollywood elitists that have given large sums of money, $1 million plus, whose names have been kept secret or quiet. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm telling the whole country right now that the Open Society Foundation is the largest funder of Antifa right now. Now, it's not just Antifa we've got there out there on the street. We've got Black Lives Matter out on the street as well. And they also get money funneled through them, through the Open Society Foundation. But these people, there are paid professional agitators that are out there all across the country right now. They've trained for this for months at a time, sometimes as long as a year. They've trained for this. And you can spot these people when they're out there because of the way that they usually dress. Now, normally Antifa is seen with black garb on, correct?
That's correct, yes.
But they have another new way of disclosing, identifying themselves. You know what it is?
It's the red bandana.
It's the red bandana, yep, just like Casey the Engineer used to wear. It's the red bandana. And those are the ones you look for, or the jet black. Those are the Antifas. Usually they're standing back towards the rear of what's going on, and they're the ones that are lobbing the bricks and the rocks and the frozen bottles of water, which some of that stuff they're throwing is not bottles of water, but frozen bottles of water.
Yes, exactly right. And we've seen what that can do. You get hit in the head with something like that.
Well, tonight a police officer, I believe in Los Angeles, suffered a fractured skull from one of those things.
Yes, it most unfortunately. And again, you know, the key word here, Captain, is that they're organized. They have a plan. They are using sophisticated communications equipment in many cases. They're coordinating. There's also the idea of the social media that's involved in this. But the Antifa agitators, as you said, this is what people need to understand. They're not coming to this rodeo and sort of making it up as they go along. They have gone through this. they know exactly how they're going to confront the police. They know exactly how they're going to set that tone, because they have different ends.
It is important for the people to know that these people are being funded by this group, this primary group that's funding these people. It's called the Open Society Foundation, which is predominantly controlled by George Soros. He's put the most money in there of anybody. He's the chairman of this group. And the number two contributor to this is Tom Steyer, who ran for the presidency on the Democratic ticket. Now, again, we all knew he was a socialist. We all knew that he was a hardcore communist in every sense of the word. And we all knew that he was even worse than Bernie Sanders. This proves it.
Well, sure. And again, typically, even though, you know, you have foundations that sound like they do good things or this kind of stuff, but again, the general thrust of where their so-called progressive ideas are going are into the actual remaking, restructuring of American and even world society. So they have an agenda. We see, of course, that agenda on the streets right now, it would appear.
Well, we need to stop this police light nonsense. We need to get out there and get serious. And I put it out there today for all to see on my Facebook page. I told people that we need to, if they throw a rock, if they throw a brick, if they throw something that's a dangerous weapon, you know, assault with a deadly weapon, the first shot goes in the knee. Hit them in the kneecap. Drop them right to their legs. And if that doesn't work, then you hit them in the upper body torso. But that's what you do.
Well, and we are watching now a lot larger police presence, of course, today in Los Angeles. The major problems in that area in L.A. County today have been Santa Monica and also in another part of Los Angeles there. But we are all in Long Beach, I should say. But we have seen them begin to use the so-called less than lethal force, the rubber bullets. And actually taking down a couple of looters as they came out of stores in Long Beach. So at the very least, we're starting to see a little bit more aggressive behavior from the police.
As I told you before, in the fire service, we have something called a fire hose and a monitor on the top of every engine. 150 pounds of water out of that monitor, it'll blow them right down the street.
And that was also in use today in the LA area as well. Exactly right. And so they're really taking a real tough stance on this. They don't want to see this go on for a seventh night, basically.
Well, it's been going on.
Yes, exactly.
But it hasn't been going on to the extent. However, there's been a few areas where it wasn't that bad before, and tonight it's been horrible, like out there by you. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We might have a surprise caller calling in. Wade Whiskey wants to talk about something that he's got planned for June. In the meantime, it's all about we the people, and we the people are done being schnookered by the people that are trying to ruin this country. It's not going to happen on my watch. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The county attorney involved in the case of George Floyd is asking the state attorney general to get involved. Mike Freeman has gotten plenty of criticism from people who say he no longer has the public trust. This protester in Minneapolis says there's a problem with the system.
There's a few bad apples in the police department. No, it's a culture of bad apples.
A trucker apparently deliberately drove his big rig into a crowd of protesters on an interstate near the downtown. He was beaten by demonstrators, then arrested. None of the protesters were hurt. WCCO TV reporter David Schumann says police were not welcomed in their area.
We have people on the bridge yelling at them, this is a peaceful protest. Everything changed when you showed up. That's when the problem started, people are saying, and they are just frustrated and angry that they feel under attack from the police force.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com, the website for the insurance. And by the way, you can go online, Geico.com, and you can type in your zip code and tell them what you're driving, a car, truck, motorcycle, whatever it happens to be. And maybe you're driving an RV or whatever. You can get insurance for it, as well as your boat and any other type of vehicle that you own. And let's not forget they have homeowners and renters insurance too. So to find out more and get a quote and find out how cheap it could be for you, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and type in your zip code and you can get a quotation. And from there, you can either do all the business you want online or you can do it through a live agent by finding out who the agent is nearest you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, while we're waiting for Mr. Wade Whiskey to call in here. So, Kyle, the black federal officer in Oakland that was guarding a federal building unfortunately shot and killed. No concern at all for what's going on. By the way, I'm watching, what is this? I'm watching, what city is that with all the police cars responding? Is that Washington?
Washington, yes. They were showing, I believe, the Home Depot there. Local.
Yeah, they were looting.
Yeah, but now we're seeing a whole line of police cars coming through.
Yeah, because they were looting the Home Depot. I don't know where it was at, but they were actually pulling up in front with their vehicles, loading up the vehicle. One pickup truck had more stuff in the back of the pickup truck than the truck was high up over the top of the roof, and a guy drove off dropping stuff in the street. So we'll see how that goes.
Exactly.
Yep.
The officer you're talking about is named Patrick Underwood. He was shot and killed in Oakland, California. Again, as you mentioned, Captain, is that people, they just don't care, evidently. And so now you have a good man doing his job, a hero, and he was killed during these riots.
Yeah, and this is what happens, unfortunately. And again, you know, you knew this was going to go on until somebody got killed. You hoped it wasn't a police officer or a firefighter. And I can tell you this much. I mentioned this, I believe, on the weekend show, that we have officers in the fire service. Some of them work in the fire marshal's office, and some of them are what they call fire police. They are certified peace officers in the states that they're in, and they have arrest powers, and they also may carry a firearm. Now, consequently, some of these boys last night started riding on the fire trucks up north in a couple of states that I know of, New York and Pennsylvania.
Well, exactly. They absolutely need protection. And certainly as these fires essentially rage out of control, it's very important to get them under control. But the safety of the firefighters is paramount when it comes to, it's essentially like a war zone. Terrible.
Yeah. And, get this, folks, before I go to my caller, get this. Twitter has been allowing looters to coordinate their criminal behavior while it declares the hashtag Black Lives Matter. There's been a whole bunch of communicating back and forth between these Antifa groups using the hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Yes, and of course we're watching this very closely because, again, there is coordination, and even sometimes simply watching the local news can tell you where, yeah. where they're starting to loot next. But you're right, they have been using social media to to gather together.
And there's Portland, Oregon again. This is a construction site where apparently some hoodlums are trying to get into the construction site. But let me go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Wade Whiskey?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, you're famous. You got 5 minutes. What's on your mind, and you got something going on?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm busy, real busy. What's up?
Well, we got a rally that we're doing in June on the 10th. It's a Wednesday here in Florida. We're doing a rally up to Tallahassee to Governor Ron DeSantis to get him to reopen the state of Florida, all businesses, and not discriminate who gets to open up earlier or later, because there's a lot of businesses that are suffering.
Well, there's a lot of businesses that won't be back, period.
Yeah. I was just actually one of my favorite Chinese food restaurants that I've been going to for years. I drove by the other day. It's gone.
Yeah, well, the buffets, they won't allow a buffet to come back. That's part of it, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're rallying a bunch of patriots, military, bikers, community, business owners, on the 10th of June here in Pinellas Park.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rallying all the way up to Tallahassee, and we're going to serve a petition to Ron DeSantis and get him to acknowledge that we have to have the right to make our own decisions.
Now, you have a Facebook page, because I know you sent me the link. I haven't shared it yet because I got busy doing other stuff, but what's the name on the Facebook page?
You could go to the Heartstrings for Heroes Facebook page or my personal Wade Whiskey Facebook page, and the link's on both of those. And you can sign up. All the information's on there, and we're starting it, like I said, in Pinellas, and we're going all the way up to Tallahassee. So anywhere between Pinellas and Tallahassee, if you want to join us. We'll coordinate where to meet, and we're just going to rally and have our voices be heard.
Well, good. And to my listeners that are up there in the Lake City and Jasper area, that means some of you guys could tag along, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Contact me on the Facebook page, and it's Wade Whiskey or Heartstrings for Heroes, and it's the Freedom Rally. This is going to be a very peaceful protest. There's going to be no nonsense. We're all about unity, patriotism, and freedom. We just want to protect our rights so that, you know, we have the option to open our business, let not me, somebody else.
Let me ask you a question. I've been talking pretty tough tonight, and I'm not going to back off because I've had it with these people. First of all, what would you do if somebody threw a rock at you, a brick, or a frozen bottle of water, and it hit you in the head?
Well, you know, I'm a gun-toting American, so if I feel my life's in danger, I'm not going to be that guy that's lying on the pavement with my head bleeding open. You know, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep. Well, like I said, the first one would go in the kneecap, and if that didn't work, the second one would go in the large body mass, and that's because that's assault with a deadly weapon.
Exactly. And if anybody, I can't believe what they're doing out there. It's nice to see the National Guard coming in and doing. I'm seeing that they're doing some pretty wild stuff now. They're cornering everybody.
Yeah.
They're not fooling around. The curfews are kicking in, and they're not playing games. So.
Yeah, I watched them do that tonight with some guys. They put them in a V formation. Before they knew it, they were completely surrounded. They had two choices, give up or else. All right, I'm going to let you go away, but thanks very much, and we'll get the word out for you, and you just did.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. All right. And Kyle, that's Suede Whiskey, and he's one of the musicians here that goes out on tour from time to time, and everybody knows him here in the area.
Oh, very cool. Well, it sounds like it'll be, you know, a very good get-together and protest, so absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to share that on my page, and I'll put it over on your page, share it on your page, and you can share it on a couple other places where you travel to as well. And the thing of it is okay, for folks, we're in this together. We're all in this together. And we've got to draw a line in the sand here. Now, I'm not going to be the Barack Obama line in the sand guy, because that's where that expression came from, I think. Or maybe it came from George H.W., not sure. But we heard somewhere, well, I'm going to draw a line in the sand. But yeah. The line in the sand we're drawing is a wall, okay? And you cross that line, brother, and that's it. It's over.
Well, absolutely. You know, Captain, I'm getting kind of tired of hearing some of these things on the news reports that seem to justify the fact that people are mad, people are frustrated, and so they're doing these things and they're putting these people in danger, and it's, you know, really kind of, you know, okay. And I really don't think that that's the message that, you know, should be sent out about this.
They have alienated an entire population of gun-toting, Constitution-loving, God-fearing people out there who are not going to put up with this in their neighborhoods. That's what they have now antagonized and instigated. They've created that problem for themselves. And I'm telling you, somebody said, well, there was a tweet that was put out, well, you folks in the burbs, you're next. Really? Bring it on.
You know, Captain,
you would be shocked to think what would happen if you would come into my senior citizen 55-plus neighborhood.
Well, see, exactly right. And I think that this is one of the reasons why we see a lot of this, I don't want to say confined to the city areas, but you're right. If people started going into the suburbs, they're going to find that people are going to fight back to defend their homes.
Yep.
I also think the police forces would have a very different stance. It's one thing to say, well, these are buildings or these are empty buildings.
Yep.
It's just stuff. But
all right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and we're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there. Not looking too bad tonight. Only got one area I know where you're going to need to have a fur coat. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Uh-huh.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. It's Jerry Reed, of course, our old Fred's on the front seat chasing the frog and the bandit up front, and the old sheriff is running right up the back door. Now, I'll tell you what, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watcher Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends over at the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stops. I stopped by a pilot on my way to the gun show over the weekend and said howdy, howdy to everybody, and they do listen to the show down there, so hello to our friends down there in Punta Gorda, over there right off the interstate, the Pilot Truck Stop down there. We appreciate you guys, and told you I'd say howdy to you, so they're listening, and they just heard me. Now, let's go over back over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, you there?
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to read this statement. Dangerously hot temperatures and critical fire weather conditions will continue to be possible earlier this week over the desert Southwest. Now, that's the desert of California, the desert of Nevada, the desert of Arizona, and maybe even going into New Mexico. What say you?
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Hopefully we're going to be seeing some cooler temperatures. But speaking of fire weather, we have a late report. 1,000 residents forced to evacuate in the Octillo brush fire in Arizona. It was a human-caused brush fire near Maricopa County, covered 1,000 acres, and damaged at least 10 structures, according to the report. So, again, that kind of weather is conducive to that. We don't know what actually caused the fire yet, but I'm certain it could thrive better because of that heat.
Could have been a lightning strike or whatever. Yeah, you're right. And, of course, the high heat right now is across the central part of Nevada over into the central part of Utah. And then the next weather that I see is up there in the central part of Montana around Billings again. That's been going on some indirect showers just for the last several days, as well as the central and western part of Wyoming. And then the northwestern corner of Colorado and the northeastern corner of Utah. And then there's a little bit of a problem over by Kansas City right now. There is a cell developing there with uncertain weather in it. It has the makings for what could be a severe thunderstorm, maybe something else. It's right there kind of hanging over Kansas City, Olathe, just right there in that 30-mile circled area, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, right there along the river.
That's right. And we see a couple of flood warnings just outside Kansas City, so that's right. Be careful.
And some rain, western part of Tennessee, some rain up and down the Mississippi River Valley, scattered showers, of course. And then the coldest weather in the country tonight, where you will need a coat because there's some lows going to be in the teens. It encompasses the northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, and all of the northern part of Maine, including Mount Washington, where the temperatures will be down around zero with the winds up there tonight. And you've got all the way to Nova Scotia, freeze, heavy freeze, and frost warnings up through there.
That's right. And as we move through the week, Captain, of course, the jet stream changes its position again, and we might see some thunderstorms in the Sioux Falls area, maybe going over towards Minneapolis and Chicago. So we hope that the disturbances will die down, but there might be some weather headed their way as well.
Yep, and then, of course, further north, severe thunderstorms will be possible from the northern plains to the upper Midwest today, expanding into the Great Lakes on Tuesday, and looks like as if that could come across, as you said, over towards New York, New Jersey.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And this could create basically a line of severe thunderstorms heading all the way through that part of the country. Yes.
Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by one of those fine establishments while the Captain's America Third Watch is going on and tell them you listen to the radio show. You might get a surprise, number one. They might be listening to the show. And number two, they also are going to know what you're talking about. You're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee, so stop on by and figure it out. That's the Pilot or the Flying J closest to you. Now, Kyle, the carnage, and that's what it's being called near the White House, because they tried to set the St. John's Church building on fire. That's an old, old, old historic church where presidents have been going for years to just like walk out of the White House, walk across the street to the church, but founded, I believe, in 1815. They set fire to the basement, the offices, and the library down there, but it did not catch the rest of the church. Thank God they were able to get the fire trucks there, get the fire put out. However, 60 Secret Service police were injured in the melee that ensued.
Yes, and we've seen the Secret Service in their full riot gear uniforms, basically, literally toe-to-toe with protesters and rioters trying to get through the barricades that they would set up, again, in those layers of defense. Between Lafayette Park, for example, and the White House fence. So it's just not surprising, because we have seen objects thrown and, of course, up close and personal melee, as you mentioned as well.
And the other thing is that the Secret Service thought that they found a car bomb in one of the cars, and there might have been two. And what it was it wasn't a car bomb. It was just what we were telling people about earlier. They were carrying gasoline and other flammable chemicals around with them.
Yes. And what we're witnessing, Captain, is we're witnessing a real sort of switching off of any real restraint by the rioters. They seem to think that everything is fair game, that any store is fine to break into, and any sort of act of destruction is just fine. And this sort of begins to set it apart from some of the things that we've seen in recent memory.
Yeah. Now, I got a little bit more information on Keith Ellison's son. And, of course, Keith Ellison is the Democratic Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, who's the lead investigator, lead prosecutor of the Brown killing, if you will. But his son is a city council member there, city council member, and he declared his support today for Antifa.
Well, you know, that's very concerning, because it doesn't take a whole lot to figure out what Antifa is really all about. They're not anti-fascist, I think that's for sure, because they seem to be wanting to bring about a fascist state themselves. Very, very sad that you're having people who are prominent like this voice their support for something that seems so reverse to what American values are really all about.
Well, I would think that might qualify Mr. Keith Ellison to be disqualified to be the person in charge of the investigation when you have a son that's saying what he's saying. I would think that would be grounds to have him recused.
Well, one might think that exact thought, Captain, and certainly if the situation were reversed, I would believe Mr. Ellison's a Democrat, as far as I know, but if let's just say it was a Republican, you would of course have calls for something like that. It's just too close, and you don't want anything to go wrong with this particular investigation. This is very important.
Yeah, and we had another problem late yesterday. We had a tanker driver. I don't know. It looked like it was a gasoline tanker. Might not have been. Could have been hauling some other type of flammable material. But he got up on the interstate where they had the interstate closed and took off, went through a crowd, and for some reason he slowed the truck back down again. If I'd been him, I think I would have cut my losses and kept on trucking. They could have caught him down the road a ways or whatever. But they dragged him. The crowd caught him. He stopped the truck. They dragged him out of the truck and beat him. We'll get to all that when we come back. In the meantime, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with me, and I'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. So, Kathy, go ahead and take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.